So we got a fitness story, we got a business story for you, we got Louise's story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning.
You're actually perfect for this. We think of you as a fitness expert around here. You're always coming in marathon garb.
Go running right after my segment,
exactly right. Yep. It appears that the Justice Department has decided that a campaign of promoting sneakers on the basis of their ability to, as you use them, actually trim you down, particularly areas of your posterior, that whole idea, so-called toning shoes, are completely absurd, and that in the case of Reebok, in any case, people are entitled to a refund if they bought these shoes thinking that it was going to, just by walking around, slim them down in some way. What does this mean?
Well, you know, these toning shoes are a really big market. They've come out of nowhere. They've grown to be more than $1 billion in sale per year. You know, Reebok makes them, Skechers makes them, and these are the ones where the ads say, you know, just walk around in these flip-flops or walk around in these tennis shoes and it will tone your behind. And what the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, said yesterday is that Reebok has got to refund these people's money to the tune of $25 million and that it cannot claim that it had scientific studies backing this up.
All right, so let's listen to one of these Reebok ads here.
Discover up to 28% more of a workout for your butt. Up to 11% more for your hamstrings and calves. Reebok Easy Tone with Balance Ball inspired technology. Better legs and a better butt with every step.
So the federal government says that if you believed that ad, it's Reebok's fault and not your fault. I mean, who would believe such malarkey?
Well, you know, again, it's a big market. And you know what the study was behind that? They tested five women. The University of Delaware put five women on treadmills and compared how their muscles were working with these Reebok shoes versus others. And, you know, five is, you know, not exactly a big sample.
And not only was the sample small, but they just compared what the muscles were doing. They didn't actually compare outcomes. So
that's
it wasn't
right.
Like one group lost a lot of weight and the other didn't. And
that's right.
And I guess it is the wording of the ad that concerns the FTC. Discover up to 28% more of a workout for your butt, 11%
right.
More hamstrings and calves. It purports to be scientific, and that's really where they ran afoul.
Now, the thing to watch is that people might not stop buying these, okay, because Reebok's allowed to still sell them. They just can't claim these scientific studies support it. People may like the shoes. They might find them more comfortable. I had a really interesting experience about 4 years ago when I was writing on consumer products with the company Lululemon. You know, they had this fabric they said was made out of seaweed. And actually, we at the Times, we took it and we tested it, and we found there was no trace of seaweed. And so then, and I called the Lululemon CEO. I said, how do you know that there's seaweed in this and it was supposed to reduce stress? And he said, well, it feels different. And so after that, Lululemon removed some of the health claims. But, you know, people kept buying the Lululemon clothes. They like them. So this may or may not hurt Reebok and Skechers sales. If people just like how these shoes feel, they may not care about the science.
So keep buying your Reebok Easy Tones, but they're not going to do anything to slim
you gotta
you down.
You got to go for a real That's run right. If you want to work out.
And just to date myself, it is also true, apparently, that PF Flyers, sneakers from the 1960s, do not make you jump higher.
Good to know,
and
John.
And run faster. Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times. Thanks so much.
Thank you.